This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
All right, here we are. We're ready to go.
It's like we were just here.
It does feel like we were just here. Where you at, Kevin?
I'm always right here.
Your name's Kevin Shimko.
And you're here. Jason King.
Yeah.
Alan, Jason.
Yeah, that's fine.
Jason Allen King.
J-Bone. Hey, who's that guy?
Brian.
Baldajevich.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Comedy Zone podcast.
So just so everybody knows who they're listening to.
Yeah.
Right now, in case they just stumbled in.
Yeah.
To the thing. How you feeling, buddy? It's fun to ask questions that I know the answers to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see your face.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You're good people.
I know. You're good egg. Why, thank you. You're good. You're good too.
He felt like he had to say that, but that's okay.
I felt like I had to, but it was also accurate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't need to say it then, but now that I had to, it's accurate.
Very good. I'm watching Brian. He's playing with new toys over there.
Ooh.
Look at him. Look at him over there. He is just like a... What is that?
That came out
of
mic.
Your face.
Was there
a dog in here?
There are pubes on this mic. I don't know what Brian's doing when we're not in here.
He was doing his belt when we walked in, wasn't he?
He was.
That was weird. That's probably not something we should say on here, considering there's like 50 other podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It's not just us?
No.
I thought this whole operation was for us.
It was all around this. Yep.
There are other people who record here?
Yeah.
Are any of them any good? Brian.
You want to jump in on that one?
I think they're all equally good, yeah.
That's absolutely cool.
Well, that's...
If you could, right off the top, recommend one for me to start listening to, what would it be?
The Comedy Zone podcast.
Good answer.
Wow, not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I'll start...
No, it would just... I think it would be nice for Kevin to start paying attention to what's happening in the Comedy Zone podcast. Is really.
You know what? It's not a bad...
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Is that this show?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I should go there sometime. I hear it's cool.
You should think about going. You got more dog hair
on
there?
There's fuzz on this microphone.
Is it dog pubes? Is that what
Don't
it is?
Say dog pubes.
Oh, that doesn't feel good. Welcome back, everybody. We're here. This is dropping on June 29th, the end of June.
I have an insider secret, though. This is an inside showbiz secret.
Really? You got inside baseball?
This is not the 29th, though.
Wait a minute. People are going to be very confused. Yeah. What do you mean by that? What could you possibly be?
We're recording this on the 22nd because you're going somewhere.
I am. I'm
going
to be at the beach.
So anything we talk about today could be irrelevant by next week.
Yeah.
I mean, most of what we talk about is irrelevant.
Yeah,
but
yes. It has barely 24-hour hold on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right now, as we listen to this, I am on a beach.
Okay, but as we record it, you're not.
I'm not.
Okay.
But as you're listening to it, I'm not anywhere near here.
Cool. What beach?
Myrtle.
Oh, right. That's because you...
I have a joke about it, and we have to keep going back, otherwise I can't do the joke anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. I went to Myrtle once when I was a youngster.
We don't really... We go to North Myrtle. We're like Cherry Grove, where the families are. We got a big house, and everybody shows up.
It must be nice to be rich.
Yeah, well, listen, it's...
Where do you get all your money from?
It's generational wealth.
Is it? That's cool.
Does that mean someone has to have money in my family? Because that's not what we have.
Yeah.
No, this is just something we all just dedicate every year. We gotta...
Sure, but seriously, where do you get your money from?
Only fans. Only feet, right? Isn't that one?
You do have cute feet.
Wiki feet.
Wiki feet is a thing, actually.
It's real, yeah.
Rena Kalm, the headliner I worked with out west, she was telling me all about. She's on there. People started showing up taking pictures of her feet. So
yeah.
Now she has like a, yeah, it's pretty rough. She tells a story about how there's photographs with her when she's with people of her feet, and they blur out the other people's feet.
That's
well, you know what? Illegally, that you have to.
Yeah, they can't. You know,
you got to properly credit a foot.
Yeah, which is really funny because they didn't ask for her permission either. It's just very funny.
If you knew that you could make money off of OnlyFans, would you do it?
Sure.
And show your face?
Probably wouldn't show my face.
You'd make more money though if you showed your face.
I mean, this is.
This is purely hypothetical. It's not based on fact. I'm just curious.
This is a moneymaker that you're looking at right now.
I don't know about that, but
I mean, if I made money on my feet, hell yeah, why not?
That's what I keep saying.
I have no one.
Why am I not doing that? I have nice feet for a dude.
Yeah, I don't understand why people have a problem.
Thank you.
What? Yeah, you got good feet.
Okay, that was too much.
You're like you have the Fred. You're like the Fred Flintstone of feet.
I'm the Fred Flintstone.
Your
of feet
are the Fred Flintstone of feet. That's what I would say.
Explain that more.
Well, you got good meaty feet. You can move a car with those feet.
So I have Fred Flintstone's feet. I'm not the Fred Flintstone of feet. You're trying to say that I have Fred Flintstone's feet.
You have Fred Flintstone's feet, yes. Good feet.
Damn, that was a lot.
I think that...
my feet are the Fred Flintstones.
I got to quit messing with the mic. That's me. I'm doing it.
I can't hear you now.
That's on me.
There
Sorry.
You go, that top. Yeah, make sure that... There you go.
I got to quit playing with my wires. I just want to go... I think OnlyFans and all that... Have fun. Sex work is work, man. Like... Let's all not pretend like we don't enjoy ourselves when we're at the privacy of our own homes. Like, go
or
for it.
Or the public of other people's homes.
Huh.
Okay. We're the feet of other people's homes.
Or the
homes.
Feet of other people's.
Yes, but, yeah. I wholeheartedly agree, though. You know,
yeah.
It's work.
It's totally
if
work.
If I could do it, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I will say I've never really considered doing it just because of that generational wealth. But I don't.
Just because of the generational wealth.
But I'll tell you what.
That's what's kept you from...
That's what's kept me away from...
100%.
Sure, yeah, that's what it is.
But I'm all for it. Go. Have fun, everybody. We should probably tell everybody what's going on at the Comedy Zone and Catch.
Next weekend / this weekend.
God damn it. Listen, Marty. We're not... It's not the
future. Actor!
This week at the Comedy Zone, Lavelle Crawford...
Huel Babineau from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. That's exactly. Awesome.
He'll be headlining Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Comedy Zone, cltcomedyzone.com for a full schedule.
That's awesome.
And my other most favorite comedy theater in Charlotte. What's happening at the Catch?
Nothing.
Oh.
It's kind of the fourth weekend, so we're off.
Oh, good.
We'll be back on the 7th and 8th. For the 7th, the Friday, is Therapy Adjacent and Dear Diary, and then the 8th is Game Night.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it. And we're going to talk more about potentially there being some more stand-up shows there.
And we've got our show coming up,
and
to plan and start marketing.
We should plan and start marketing. We are going to do the Comedy Zone podcast live.
On the road.
On the road.
So all of our fans can show up in person.
Our whole fan will show up.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it on the stage at the Comedy Arts Theater of Charlotte.
That's exciting.
In Loso. It's super exciting.
Can it be done?
I don't think it's ever been done. Pioneers is the word I want to use.
Sure, yeah.
For what we do here.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's
I'm
on the 28th of July, which is a Friday.
Ooh.
Did something happen over there? Something happened with your French cleat?
Something has come up. I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, we could do it without him.
We don't. What does he do?
What does he do?
What exactly does he do? Yeah. Also, some exciting news for the Comedy Zone that we would be remiss without bringing it up because Brian told me about it because I'm on it. But the club is opening a room at Harrah's Cherokee Casino Resort starting on July 6th, I believe the website is. I thought it was the 5th, but it's July 6th.
Yep.
Thursday through the shows are going to be Wednesday through Sunday, from what I understand. I think that week it's 6, 7, 8, and 9. The headliner is Andy Forrester, a friend of the podcast. We've had him on here.
The 6th is a Thursday. Sorry, didn't mean to step on Andy Forrester's plug, but the 6th of this is a Thursday. So I believe that's the first show.
That is the first show. The 6th.
The 6th. Yep.
So through the 9th.
Forget what you just said about Wednesday.
But I'm saying that they're going to be Wednesday through Sunday.
Normally.
But not that week.
I'm glad we sorted that out on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm fully okay with that being. It's the first day, so they can open it whenever they want.
When's old Forrester playing?
It's Andy Forrester.
I know. He's asking a separate question.
Yeah. When is he what?
When's old Forrester playing?
Oh, I don't know who old Forrester is.
Oh, it's a bourbon.
Oh. Okay.
That's cool, and you're going to be doing
those
shows?
It's in my bag right now, actually.
Well, you do have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm on that show, yes.
So
I'm opening.
You'll be missing game night.
I will be missing game night, yes.
I don't...
You don't feel good about it?
Worth it?
Should I...
Worth it? I don't know.
Should I just not go?
I wouldn't do it. You've got generational wealth. You don't need this.
I don't need it.
You don't need it.
No. Listen, that's what I like to tell people. I have money.
Hey, wear open-toed shoes so you can get on Wiki Feet. Tell Andy to do it also.
I'm going to tell people about your Fred Flintstone feet.
Your meaty feet.
Doesn't make any sense.
Your meaty feet.
They're not. They're more. Well, they're hobbit feet, I would say.
I don't think that's helping.
Mm-hmm. That's from Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Which we talked about last week / 2 days ago.
So you're going to be doing the first
long
official set on that stage.
I will be the first.
That's awesome. Right.
Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff. I know that they, I don't want to speak for anybody in there, but I think there's a degree of excitement about opening in this casino and teaming up with them.
Yeah.
And because I think that's a really big deal. It's a really nice casino for everything that I've heard about it. And I know there's also a theater in there that they will be booking as well.
Yep.
I don't know how much I'm talking out of school right now, but they'll be booking other comics on those stages. So it's just a really smart move, and it's exciting for local people here and comics all over the place to get just another great stage to perform at.
And sports gambling now legal in North Carolina?
Look at that. They're really focusing on the important stuff.
Right. Yeah. Right. There are no other having solved all the other problems.
Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly not at the top of the list, although that's, and I think it was bipartisan, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
I've only... so many things are bipartisan. I've only been to a casino once.
Yeah?
And I'd like to come see you.
Come. Let's go.
How much are the tickets?
For you, they're it's double the price.
Double,
actually,
okay.
Yeah. Come stay with me in my room.
Well, I was going to invite
Lindsay socks,
too,
though. No socks allowed.
How about only socks? I'm going to start an app called Only Socks.
Okay. All right. Only socks, my kid. that's fun. Yeah, yeah. You and Lindsay, come on up.
Reasonably priced.
Do you gamble?
Here's the thing. I've only done it once. I'd like to waste more of the money I don't have.
Yeah.
I don't have generational wealth, but I'd like to get some.
I'm going to try not to come out of that week having lost all the money that I paid.
The one time I went to a casino, I sat down at the slots and the machines. Slots is, oddly enough, also the name of the strip club at this casino. But I sat down at the slots, and I won, $350 on, the second pull.
Wow.
And then I was like, okay, time to go, right?
Bye.
But we had, six more hours there. And then I ended up leaving even, but it's pretty – there's something addictive and very it's intimidating, sitting at a poker table. I know how to play – poker, but it's very intimidating with people who are at those tables who know what they're doing, and they're quiet and they're serious, and they don't have pretzel rods in their mouth pretending they're cigars like I do when I play poker.
Yeah, I usually sit around with four dogs sitting at the table with me.
Well, yeah, yeah. And you got to hold that pose for the painting. So
I agree. I think that playing poker in a real way for real money is exhilarating, actually. I get it. I get the,
but
the appeal.
It's terrifying.
But it's very
scary. But there's, I know that the, you won't be able to see this to those listening, but this is the coolest thing ever.
A little tap.
I just want to tap on a felt board.
I like blackjack as well. That's a big one for me. You shake your head as if
I just
don't
haven't
play.
Done it.
Oh, it's going to be very, very exciting.
I played it on Microsoft Windows.
Good.
That's nice. It's the same.
Is it the same?
Really,
yeah.
It's very, very
that's great.
Yeah.
Every time I've ever played blackjack, no matter where I've been on a cruise and I've done it at different casinos. I always make friends, whoever you're sitting with.
Really?
There's this sort of camaraderie. Yeah.
I didn't feel any of that when I went to it felt very, maybe it was the poker table. Maybe I needed to go to blackjack.
I'm also playing on the cheapest tables. I'm not going into 25.
I remember playing Let It Ride
tables.
Once or twice. That was fun.
I don't think I know that game.
It's another card game.
That's why you don't have generational wealth.
Exactly.
Keep letting it ride like that.
Yeah. For someone who's only been to a casino once, you have a lot of stories
about
all the gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say I want to make enough to keep playing. That's that goes for comedy and poker. And
I'd like to make enough to get out of the debt I'm in.
Ah, well, you're already starting from behind. That's the case.
It's not great.
If that's your plan.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You got something, Brian?
The only couple gambling stories. I once lost $100 on a sequence of hands at a blackjack table to a woman in a bikini. The dealer was at the Rio in Vegas. And the dealers all wear the female, at least at the time, the female dealers all wore bikinis, and lost $100 in about 5 minutes in a succession of hands, and thanked her at the end of the,
of the end. Of wow, they're really onto something there with that.
Yeah. You get caught up in the Vegas thing, and it's it's intoxicating.
It seems very overwhelming to me.
The dealer Vegas. In a bikini. Oh, okay.
Well, that too, but I don't think I'd like it out there.
I've
never been.
I like Vegas a lot more than I thought I would. When we lived in Tucson, we'd go 2-3 times a year.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like a $75 plane flight. I mean, it's super easy.
Is it? Oh, because I know you're going to lose all your money there.
You're going to move to Tucson now.
Am I?
Do you have a gambling problem, do you think?
I have a lot. I'm addicted to most things that I start.
Really?
Except for work.
This podcast.
haven't found any kind of work to get you addicted.
Yeah. I'm addicted to things that don't make life better for me. You know what I mean?
Right. Things that you enjoy but aren't going to further you.
Right. And, it's the only reason I haven't tried cocaine or something.
You don't.
I'm not going to.
I mean, I'm addicted to it, but don't do it, though.
Yeah. Well.
I'm not, actually.
Hey, you don't have to lie to me.
In case my mom's listening.
She's not.
She's not. Probably not, actually. Yeah. You're correct. All right, very good. You know, I was rethinking some of the stuff we were talking about last week, by the way. I'm thinking
a couple days ago.
A couple days ago. About the statues and the
sculptures.
The sculptures.
Sculptures versus statues.
Yeah. And it got me thinking of more other ideas about this. If someone was going to do a painting of you, what style, what in the portrait? Again, same question. What would you be doing?
You're in an art kick, aren't you?
Yeah, that's kind of a funny idea to me. Would you be, what would be your thing?
Well, I'd be bent over.
Would it be a landscape?
I would really like to be drawn with my face, real accurate, my face. Mm-hmm. But then the rest of the picture is the exact same as Kate Winslet from Titanic.
I'm pretty sure AI could do that
for you. I really think they could. But I think that'd be a fun painting.
Yeah, okay.
Like more of a sketch, really. It's not,
Okay.
Yeah.
Crayons.
Well, it's a pencil.
Okay. All right.
Simple.
Brian?
I have to believe I would probably be behind an audio board and a computer.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. In every kind of place in the country that does podcasts and radio and stuff, there's a picture of you, an old black and white of you, behind the boards.
Yeah, as it should be. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How you look right now. Yeah,
exactly.
I can only see half of your face.
My eyes.
Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yes. That's fun. Okay.
I like that.
I dig that. Yeah. With the cans on?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your problem?
I don't have a problem.
You're like,
yeah, of course.
Quit asking dumb questions.
That's
kind of
your thing.
Well, then let's continue with that. They made a movie about you. Who would play you?
Paul Giamatti.
That's really accurate.
Yeah, that was really fast.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't he a Muppet?
I don't think you can say that. What do you mean, isn't he a Muppet?
He's kind of a Muppet. He's amazing. I love him. He's one of my favorites. He would totally play you, actually.
Yeah.
He's not as tall as you are, though. He's a pretty short guy, isn't he?
I don't like to look at people from their height.
You don't see height?
I don't
in
see
people.
Height. Well, there are certain heights I can't see in a crowd, you know what I mean?
You're a monster.
Well,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, I'd say Paul Giamatti for me.
Okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea who would play me.
Barney Rubble. Jesus. You got a big head, no neck.
Big head, no neck.
I
am Barney Rubble. Holy shit.
I'm thinking Flintstones.
Blondish guy.
Yeah. You're kind of Barney Rubble. So Rick Moranis or Stephen Baldwin?
Rick Moranis, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Any pick a character from Freaks and Geeks, I think.
Who would play you?
Jonah Hill, maybe.
No.
I'm not that big. Nobody's that short, though. I mean, it's not, don't say Seth Green or anything like that. I don't know.
Or Rhea Perlman.
You mean Danny DeVito's wife?
Ex-wife.
Well, they're
no.
still kind of, they're together, but they're not.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's really disappointing.
Because who else are they going to be with?
Whoa, wait a second. All right,
they're just
hang
perfect
on.
Together.
What does that mean?
They're perfect together. That's what I mean.
You shortest bastard.
It's nothing to do with their height. It's that they're perfect together. I think of them as, you know, the parents from Matilda.
You know what I love about Danny DeVito? He doesn't have to go on It's Always Sunny and play Frank. He doesn't have to do that. It's just...
He's brilliant.
I mean, I'll mess the story up, but didn't he watch the first season of that and then reach out and was like, I want to be on your show? And they were like, yeah, we'll write a character, okay. Danny.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. It's really funny. Anyway. All right. I was just curious. Who would play you, Brian?
I think the CGI rendered Mr. Incredible character.
That's so good.
I don't know who that is.
Mr. From The Incredibles. Voiced by Craig T. Nelson.
I got it.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I bear more than a passing resemblance to Mr. Incredible.
You're Bob Parr.
Wow.
Like,
holy smokes, you're right.
Look it up. Yeah. See if you can. Wait, here, hold on. I can put it on the mic.
That is brilliant.
Give me a second.
That is crazy good.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Wow, those are weird websites you're visiting there, Brian. We can see his.
Oh, damn, Only Socks already exists.
Three Socks.
Bum, bum.
Yeah, I can.
Bum, bum, bum.
Get this. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
That is so ridiculously accurate.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. That's the answer.
Okay, that's the answer.
There's one. Hold on, Mr. Incredible. No,
it's when he's at his desk.
At his desk. Or
that would be the picture of you in all of the radio
stations. He's at the job, TV and he's like hating it. Yeah. Not that you hate your job by any means, but... Oh, in the car, yeah. That is... You.
That is really funny.
Wow, they're really.
There's a lot of information on The Incredibles. When I got my driver's license, my sister took me, and she had my two nieces. One was like almost had to hold her; she was so little. The other niece was like two, and she's talking. She talked really. Deidre talked really early, and I had their little Colt L car that I did my because I would like get the smallest car you can to get your driver's license. So this cop who comes out, who's your size, Brian, comes out to get in the car, and he's just like, his waist is higher than the roof of the car. This guy is enormous. My sister's getting the kids to get out. This guy is literally like, you hear like the squeaking rubber, like, popped in the car. He was like this, sitting in the car. Man. My little niece is like, good luck, Uncle Jason, and gets out of the car. It was the funniest thing. He just wanted out of the car. Yeah. I drove him around. He's like, go back.
Just you pass.
He literally was like, just go back.
And
I drove
back. You
don't
really know how to drive.
No, I just think he just was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. Yeah. That's him. Imagine me sitting next to him. Like, where's his elbows at?
I am. You didn't even have to say it. I was picturing you.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel all the time.
Yeah.
Here's my headshot.
You all should get bigger cars.
I fit in most cars. I may go back to a Mini. We'll see. I don't know.
I literally can't ride with you if you get a Mini.
Yeah. I had the Mini.
I don't think I've ever been in a car with you before but
yeah. I have the moonroof.
Yeah. If you got two Minis, we could strap one on each foot and I could use them as roller skates.
Well, I think I'm going to get a bigger Clubman. Well, I'm probably go back to a Mazda, but I got to get a new car. My car's garbage. So they've been thinking about looking around.
Is this the start of a bit?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Kind of sounded like it. I got to get a new car.
You going to get any car material?
Huge
car material?
Lots of car material. From the stand-up show I did last week, which went real well.
Sounds like it.
Really well.
Yeah.
Didn't happen yet.
Yeah.
Because we're recording.
You were great.
I was. Remember when they all just took their panties off and threw it at?
Threw them on the stage. Yeah. I was like, where are the roses? They were like.
Well.
Yeah. Good stuff. Did anyone look up the ASMR stuff from last week?
I sent you something.
I know.
There was an article literally the same day we recorded about the Washington Post about ASMR. I didn't read it. I just sent it to you.
Oh, you're a headliner?
I looked at it. I was like,
That'll work.
People say it helps.
Good. I'm glad it helps people.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit, but
I think you think that, but...
Yeah, it's fun.
If something helps somebody, is it
I'm
bullshit?
All for it. I'm all for it helping.
You're in that camp?
Yeah.
I don't agree.
I think if it helps you, great. I genuinely don't really think
things
does.
That help you but potentially hurt others. That's that not, I'm not cool
of course,
with.
That would make sense, yeah.
Like, you know, religion.
Yeah. I hate it. I don't care. I'm okay saying that, too. Yeah. I just didn't want to split the audience.
They're split.
They already split?
Well, they're one on one side, one on the other.
Brian's curiously quiet over there now, too.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were going to, like, jump on the ASMR bandwagon. That's why I brought that up again.
No, I'm not a... I don't jump.
So since this whole week, since we recorded
last... 2 days ago.
Okay. All right.
Give me a week to get into ASMR.
Okay. It sounds dirty, too, by the way, doesn't it?
ASMR?
Yeah.
Or it sounds like some sort of a disease.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, I have ASMR.
Yeah, it's also... I've got CMPD. Is that a thing? I have no
idea. The Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department?
Yeah, that's what I have. Exactly. Exactly. All right. I think we should take a quick break.
I hate when you do that.
Why?
Because we just got started. I'm just getting ramped up.
All right. Well, then we're just going to keep going.
No, take a break. It's
no,
fine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We'll need to take a break.
No. Let's take a break. Let's go to our sponsor. Let's see how Applebee's is doing.
Is Applebee's a sponsor?
I don't know who are. Every time I've listened to it, it's just somebody that says something about a Queen Pod cast network, Queen City Pod. I don't know what that
really
means.
He really doesn't listen to this. It's really interesting.
Do you know who that is? Like the Queen Podcasts? Or
it sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. Well, I just fast forward through it.
Nice. What kind of underwear do you wear?
Excuse me?
What kind of underwear do you wear?
Who says I'm wearing any?
I'm asking the question.
I wear a boxer or boxer brief.
Okay. The right size?
Occasionally, I have to wear something a little tighter to keep my...
Do you?
Because I got ball problems, so...
You got a ball problem?
Yeah.
You got ball problems?
Yeah, I had a hernia down there, and...
You know what the difference is? Yeah, never mind.
Well, the difference between what?
The difference between an internal...
Don't you do my act! You got to come see that last week.
Yeah, you got to come see
that. Or on the next show I'm at Harrah's in Cherokee, North Carolina.
Very good. All right, everybody, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Seriously, I know you want to, but don't.
Yeah, just fast forward.
Turn to stay in touch with the city around you. Broadcast news isn't what it used to be, and commercial radio doesn't scratch that itch. If only there was one place you could get it all, when you want, wherever you want, on your schedule. There is the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city on your schedule at queencitypodcastnetwork.com and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's try to do the...
What's wrong with
giddy up!
Wait, on air. We need an on air sign. Do you have one, Brian?
I have one actually right outside the door.
But it's like wood, though.
That we use. Yeah, but, well, yeah, and there's an on air sign right up there. But in order for them to work correctly,
yeah,
as they would in a real studio.
This is real.
This is real. Yeah.
Is they're all attached to the board, and when you trigger the board, the light comes on. And when you open up one of the microphones.
You don't want to trigger the board.
When's your birthday?
March.
Okay, well, too late. I was going to get me one, but...
Yeah, no chance you're here by next March.
Yeah.
Sorry. Seems impossible.
Welcome back from the break, everybody.
Yeah.
Comedy Zone Podcast.
I didn't even go out telling everybody to go to cltcomedyzone.com for a full schedule or catch.theater.
You should have.
But I
didn't. Or to email us or call us at 704-670-3040. I'm close.
That's not it.
It's close.
Hang on. 704-659-3740.
659-3740.
659.
73040.
Nope. 3740. You're the worst. ComedyZonePod@gmail.com. Comedy. All right. We're having fun. I don't know if people listening are, but we're having fun. This is really good.
Well, that's a big assumption you made.
You know what?
People are listening.
You know what a big assumption is? A big ass between you, in front of you and me. Okay. All right.
That's not right.
Big ass assumption.
Okay. Between you and umption.
It's so stupid.
So dumb. I don't know what just happened. Okay. All right. So we're going to do a I have a lightning round written, but it's,
I
so
was this is I do want to sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I do I have a question at some point I want to ask.
Go ahead.
No, it'll be in the lightning round.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Brian, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Someone want to do the lightning round sound?
Lightning round.
There it is. Okay. When did you last sing to yourself or someone else? And why?
Sing to myself?
Yeah. When did you last, like, in the house, did you sing or to someone else?
I sang on the car here.
Come on.
Yeah.
What'd you sing?
I sing every time I'm in the car.
You were like a car. That was one of my next questions. Are you a car, shower, funeral?
Both.
Where do you sing?
Did you say funeral?
Some people sing.
I usually am hired to sing Danny Boy at many people's funerals.
Let's hear it. Let's give us a bar.
Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes.
Is this for really small people with small ears?
It's rude. No, it's somber.
Is
it's
a somber? You picked a real
I'm well
high.
Amplified.
Okay. So what were you singing in the car? Hip-hop? Musical?
Whatever was on. So a bunch of songs. There's Beatles.
Whatever was on. Okay. All right. Favorite Beatles song?
No.
Not were you singing it? Do you have one?
No.
Yeah. I sing in the car a lot, actually.
Yeah. I sing Lizzo a lot. Lately, I've just been singing Poor Unfortunate Souls from Little Mermaid.
You sing Lizzo a lot?
Yeah.
You can't just brush over that.
Why
that's awesome.
I'd
love that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Lizzo's fun. I'm also someone I
sing a lot of like Disney songs.
Especially when I do. Do you really?
Yeah.
Again, while they're playing?
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. Sorry.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah,
good stuff. when I go on long trips, like I sing. I don't even look at people driving by me. I'm in my own little world.
Yeah, I'm in a zone.
Yeah, I do the whole. It's great. Yeah. I love it. If I do catch people looking, I will just look at them uncomfortably for as long as I possibly can.
Yeah.
It's great. Because why? I'm never going to see them again.
You got to sing like no one's watching.
Or listening.
Yeah.
Sing like no one's judging you for your singing.
Sing like you're on the Comedy Zone podcast. You know what I mean?
You do that. You definitely do that.
Sorry.
I really appreciate it. What is your go-to music? I mean, is it musicals?
What is my go-to music?
Like, where do you do you go to the radio and listen to a specific kind?
I haven't listened to the radio in a long time.
No?
Spotify.
I go to the radio once in a while. I like the commercials.
Cool. Stupid. You sing along with those too?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, that chicken at Popeyes.
I was going,
Charlie's.
Auto parts. Chicken parts would be if it was Oh Charlie's.
Auto parts. it depends on. I tend to be a mood listener.
Mm, okay.
So I listen to a lot of sad music.
Yeah, really sad.
No, I listen to. I like to in the car, especially. I like to be like pumped up.
Yeah,
I like to pump it up.
Really?
Yeah.
High energy. So you drive faster.
A lot of Lizzo.
Brian is a connoisseur of the music stylings. Of he's like a deep. What are they called? Deep cuts kind of guy.
Kind of about certain things about sort of classic rock and new wave and stuff. Couldn't name a contemporary artist if you put a gun to my head.
Right.
But, classic rock.
Someone go get a gun. Can you go get one?
Well, it's America. I've got one right here.
There's four guns in this room right now. Good point. All right. So let's go a little further down that path, Brian. Who's your favorites? What's your world like?
Those are two completely different questions. What
is my
world?
Because you had a podcast for a while about music. Didn't you have
we had a podcast on the network.
Weren't you doing like a documentary thing about music?
I was going to produce a radio show at one point about kind of the new wave movement in the early 80s, but that didn't happen.
Nice research, Jason. Good job.
So, I'm shooting from the hip here. It's America again.
I grew up at a time and got into music early. So, and then it just kind of became a something that I just kind of paid attention to and and I do have a lot of useless information about kind of classic rock.
Knew,
and
that's cool. That, yeah.
Be good at trivia, yeah. Music trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Actually,
this is the slowest lightning round that's there. Yeah.
Well, you're the host, so speed it up a little.
No, I like it. No, it's good.
I didn't know where you wanted me to take that. I guess was the sticking point there, because you were like, where are you musically? What's your life like? Which are two completely different questions.
Again, no, it's just the three of us here, guys. It's all. All right. It's
fun. You two stop fighting?
What would your perfect day be like, and why am I not there?
The perfect day?
Yeah, what's the perfect day? What's a perfect too much. What's a really good day for you, buddy?
It'd be nice to not have diarrhea.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes without saying, but I'm glad you said
it. I haven't had that day yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Are you just in a constant state of gastrointestinal
distress?
Yeah,
I'm not well. a perfect day, or a really good day.
Yeah.
Huh. Like a relaxing day, or no? Like,
you know what? I'm going to let you decide. At the end of the day, you're in bed, you're about to go to sleep, and you're like, today was a pretty damn good day. If you don't curse, you don't have to say that.
Sure. Gosh darn, today was pretty darn special.
Ding, bang.
Well, the day was real great here. The day was you know, I think it would be cool to have probably have done something travel related. Like, so oh, I got to experience maybe some history, then took part in some sort of cultural thing, like a theater, like seeing theater. Mm-hmm. And then, like, dinner drinks with friends into the evening where we just chatted and laughed and ate good food and drank. And
yeah.
Yeah. I'd say, like, that.
Do you, like, drink so much that you, like, almost get sick?
No. I just mean, like, a nice evening of libations.
Mm.
Enough food and time has passed where nobody's really feeling drunk. It's just nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you're just kind of wasting your money, yeah. What's the play? What's the theater that you saw?
Something good.
Probably, if it's a good day. Yeah, you probably went.
Something not too long.
The Nutcracker here in Charlotte. Or something
like God,
that.
No. But they were great. if they're listening. I don't know. Maybe like a... I don't know. It's like some probably a
Ibsen, something upbeat.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah. Cherry Orchard would be real great, you know, yeah. 4 hours.
Seagulls, I think it's another.
There's
good
just
one.
It's just the you uncultured swine.
I tried so hard. Yeah. I tried so hard.
Oh, boy.
I studied it in school, but.
Yeah, no, there's just, the it's right. One, and it's the seagull.
Sculpturist.
It's not a seagull. Mm,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's probably something lighter.
Yeah.
Just to be part of the perfect day.
Yeah. Macbeth or something like that.
Honestly, or that, or like a classic.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Are you alone? I mean, you meet up with friends later. Is it like...
No, I don't think I'm alone. I think I'm with people that I love.
Good.
I think Lindsay would be there.
Yeah.
Be nice to have Coco at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's nice.
Make sure I've got her. And then friend-wise, I definitely see you there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing shots with your mom, probably.
Well, you're enabling my mom is what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know I was.
No, you, well.
I found out later that I was.
Well. yeah.
I was enabling her to party with us. It was great.
No, it was great. My mom likes you a lot. Yeah.
That's good. All right. I like it. I like your very sort of somewhat tempered sort of response.
It's not tempered.
It's a little bit tempered.
Okay, I'd be riding a shark.
You don't need to do this in front of everybody. We don't
everybody, and
no one said you had to do that in your great day.
Well, you said it was tempered. What would you be doing?
Well, this question isn't for me. It was for Brian, actually. Brian, what's your really good day?
I think a really good day starts.
If you say at work, I'm leaving.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, honestly,
he was going to say work.
Yeah, I mean,
he likes his job. That sounds nice. That's I wish I did that.
Yeah, I like my job too.
Yeah, I mean, travel is great.
Fuck you guys.
You know, and sure, I would like to waking up on the Champs Elysees or whatever the fuck. Sure, yeah, that would be great.
Champs Elysees.
But like,
he was challenged with
also,
the culture
that was
thing.
My least favorite part of France, by the way, Paris. It's awful, but
like. Coffee on the patio with my wife, first thing in the morning.
I forgot to say that too. Coffee on the patio with his wife would be fun.
It's nice.
You got there before me. It was in the chamber. Good job.
Getting to, you know, start the day with some work at home, kind of a leisurely start to the day.
Okay.
With some work at home before I come in and spend time with clients and people that I like in the studio doing the thing that I love to do.
That's gross.
That is.
But sweet.
And it is kind of nice. And it makes me a little angry, that's but good answer. For him. Yeah. But I have to say,
but that's today though. Remember, tomorrow could be like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It would setting fire to this building.
Just two perfect days. Yeah, just two a little day. Different.
Yeah.
Always on the table.
I think there's something to the idea. Like every time that I have a trip or something that's coming up or whatever, it's always nice to finish the trip and come back to normal routine. Yeah, no,
I disagree.
Really,
it's always good to never. Come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of.
Because a lot of people said when we went on our trip, because it was our first out of the country trip, mm-hmm. that, yeah, by the end, you'll be wanting to. No. I missed Coco, and I missed, like, my bed. But, mm-hmm. no, I wish I was still there right now instead of here talking to you.
I kind of I do get that, actually. What'd he say?
Talking to you, a-holes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you're answering. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. No, there's something
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
There's something to... You got one more in you? Okay. It's rule of three, so...
I didn't learn that.
I'm that person. Like, I do want to go on trips, but I do like coming back. I don't know if I'll ever... The people go on... How many weeks were you on your trip? 2 weeks. That is that would be a stretch for me to go for two full weeks like that.
That was too short for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was just in, I did that West Coast trip or whatever. Like, by the time I got back, I was like, all right, that's a lot.
That's a little different because you were putting in, you were driving and work.
That's fair. But I remember when I went, I did Spain and Italy and that. We did 10 days and we just had, we were whooped. Now, we were hitting it pretty hard with the booze and stuff, so... By the time we were that last day.
It's cheaper over there. Might as well.
Yeah. That's fair. It was definitely cheaper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Whew. Crazy. Anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Perfect day for me, too, I guess, would be, coffee is involved. Good. I like a good cup of coffee to start the day. That's always nice. And then that always turns into a... You've gone to sleep. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're still answering the question.
Then I visit Wiki Feet and
upload.
No, I just watch for about an hour.
Sure,
so, yeah.
It's just pictures, so it's weird that you're watching.
Yeah, well, got to put it in the bank. Hang out there, go for a run. None of this is my perfect day. None of this is perfect.
Yeah,
yeah. I think actually I'm with Brian a little bit.
Donate to charity or something.
Yeah. I would probably be performing at some point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be doing it. It's just so fun to do it.
I guess I'd probably want to perform on my perfect day too.
Yeah. Improv.
I'll be in the play.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd be in the play, not watch. I'd be in the play. The next day I'd like to watch probably.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, that's nice. But I'm with you. Have a nice drink or something with friends and my family.
It's a good way to end.
Yeah.
I have a lightning round question.
Oh, what you got?
I thought of it on the drive here while I was singing. We all are fans of action films.
We are.
If you could be in any action film, like you're playing the character, right? So you would be Indiana Jones, for example. What would it be, knowing that you'd have to endure all the physical, like the injuries and the toll that action star, that character is taken in that?
Not the actor, but in the
So if you were John McClane in Die Hard, you're walking barefoot over glass. You're still John McClane, but you have to endure all those actual injuries.
Yeah.
As an actor or as...
No, as the character.
Okay. As the character. So the movie is a real life.
Yep. And you're that character.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question. I'm excited by it. Yeah, I don't have my answer yet.
One popped into my head right away, and I want to sort of go through the Rolodex of other films and think about, because John McClane is kind of a fun one.
Yeah, but glass on your feet.
I know.
He's barefoot the whole time.
I think of not Die Hard. Mel Gibson and
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon was one of the other ones that popped in. But I think the answer for me is
you'd want to be Danny Glover enduring having to work with Mel Gibson.
Yeah. No, I think it would be Neo in The Matrix.
Okay.
I love the idea.
You want that thing in your head.
Yeah.
It's there forever now.
Here's the thing. I think of that, and I imagine, I'm like, what would that feel like? Because they always make a face when that happens because it's uncomfortable. But I also love the idea of being like, you know, uploading, be like, I know Kung Fu.
Okay.
Something about that is like, I've always thought was, that's one of my favorite movies, too. That I love the initial.
The first one.
The first Matrix is so good.
Yeah. It's a good answer.
And he's like, you know all that stuff. He doesn't get all that hurt. Places. Yeah. He gets kind of hurt. He actually dies.
Oh, yeah.
And then comes back, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have time to think about it? What you got?
I was hoping Brian would go before I would go.
Brian, is it The Incredibles, Brian?
Yeah, I'm still kind of thinking. I was trying to think of someone in a like, a computer-based, you know,
Johnny Mnemonic
kind of modern action movie. So,
Dark City.
So modern. In the Mission Impossible movies, the character that's British actor
Simon
Henry
Pegg?
Cavill. Henry Cavill. Yeah, I'm Simon Pegg. I'm the character Simon Pegg plays. He doesn't have to do a lot of physical action.
Got it.
I'm talking about you're the main action star.
Oh, the main action character.
You're not just in an action. Yeah. You're the hero.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind.
See, I don't want to do a lot.
That's what I'm saying. That's a tough question, right?
Yeah, I don't.
So which action star does the least work and doesn't get hurt?
I don't want to do a lot.
I love that your answer was the comic relief. That's not the question.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to think of other action.
I think I would probably say Indiana Jones. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking
great.
Of that.
That's
like,
great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gets shot. That's not great. And he does get hit a bunch, but.
What about like Han Solo or Luke Skywalker?
Oh, that's good. Well, you lose a hand.
You lose a hand, but you in the end.
And you find out your father's evil.
You can only be in one movie, so you don't get the hand back in that one movie, do you?
No.
It comes back in the next one.
Well, he gets the robotic hand.
Yeah. Han Solo's not a bad answer.
Then you get
either.
To see your sister in a bikini.
And this is a.
That's
this
Star is Wars.
In the win column for you?
That's the joke, Kevin.
You said it with a real serious face.
I have a clip that I'm going to post it the next day or two. I have a joke that when I tell it now, the whole audience is like, and they kind of do this. And I start to tell people, I'm like, no, that's the joke part. And then everybody laughs. It's the funniest thing. I've never experienced this before, and it's happened multiple times with the joke.
Have I heard this joke?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Yeah. It's really funny. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm headlining, so. Wait, I mean, last Friday.
Yeah, you already did the joke.
I was amazing, actually.
That over really well.
All right, anyway. All right, so Brian doesn't want to be an action star at all.
I get it.
I think Samuel L. Jackson in Snakes on a Plane.
Okay.
Yeah, he barely breaks a sweat.
Fair.
He's just yelling at snakes the whole
time.
He's yelling
at snakes. He gets to say that line.
I don't know
that
if
everybody
I could,
loves.
See, that's but then in Raiders, I'd have to deal with all those spiders and.
Oh yeah.
I might not want to be in this. This is a hard question.
That's a really great. Okay. All right. If you had to be in a horror film.
Horror
film. Which lead character would you want to be?
With a killer. That's easy.
Well, I mean, you can do that.
That's easy.
So you know.
I'm Ghostface and Scream. Easy.
No, like, okay. No, they literally, well, I don't want to give anything away, but you would die at the end of that.
That's true.
What?
That's true.
Yeah.
Both of
spoiler.
Them.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
I said spoiler late.
Scream was a great movie, by
loved
the way.
Loved Scream. The end of the first one was great.
Huh.
How about, I don't know, like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween?
Or
like,
Nev Campbell in Scream?
Really love
Courtney
that movie.
Cox and Scream.
Courtney Cox, boy, she gets her.
Actually, David Arquette and Scream might be the answer.
All right, so what if so in these movies? Who
you just taking my question and running with
it?
I am.
Who would you want to? Would you want to be the lead in 50 Shades of Grey, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, or a Sex, Lies, and Videotapes?
The male lead or female lead?
Let's say
why
the
did you
female
pick these
lead.
Three?
Because they're sexual in nature and it's. Really uncomfortable. Because I'm doing jokes.
Comedy Zone.
Comedy podcast. Zone podcast.
I don't. I've never seen Sex Lies and Videotape.
You already know what it's about.
Sure. I don't remember what the second one was, but
Girl with a Dragon. Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. That was actually darker than I meant for it to be. That's a pretty, pretty bad movie. Yeah. Like bad in
context. I don't like this question.
We can move on?
Yeah, I'd like to move on from it. My question was cool.
Pass.
Your question?
I enjoyed my question.
All right. We can move on then. What is an accomplishment in your life that you're proud of? Non-sexual. None. All right.
All right, now ask it again, but change the ending to it.
Oh, okay. What is an accomplishment in your life that you're proud of? Everything's on the table.
So this
was
one
it the
time,
night of five was, times?
No. My greatest accomplishment. I don't know. I haven't achieved it yet.
You've worked on all these plays. You own a theater in town, and you're like, meh.
Yeah, I'm not happy with any of those.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. All right. What do you value most in a friendship? Non-sexual.
I thought we were supposed to ask funny questions on the Comedy Zone podcast.
Okay. All right.
What's your favorite writing utensil? Non-sexual.
Non-sexual. If you had to be a bug.
What's my favorite value in a friend?
Sense of
humor.
It was the joke. It was not... Okay, if you had to be a bug, would you rather fly slow or crawl fast?
I don't know why your eyes lit up when you asked that question. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah? Would I rather crawl slow fast or
fly slow?
Fly.
Or crawl fast?
I think fly, ultimately. You get out of some jams.
But you're flying slowly. That's the catch.
Yeah, but I'd want to be able to see the world. And
as a bug?
Well, this is the question. I don't want to.
Well,
I've given two options.
You want to see the world.
All right, I just stay on the ground, slithering around all day. Could get stomped on.
Yeah, but if you fly slow, I think. I mean, I kind of agree with you.
Why are we arguing?
Because tension is funny.
Tension?
Brian, you want to weigh in on this? Probably not. Probably
on the bug thing?
Yeah.
I think I'd want to fly.
Yeah.
I think flying's the right answer, right?
Flying, I think, is always
like scurry fast is kind of fun, but I don't know. All right. This was
the
lightning round. I mosey. I don't do anything fast.
I think I have scurried.
Yeah.
Have you?
I think so.
Huh.
You've scurried?
I've scurried.
When?
Yeah, when?
I mean, it's been a minute.
Do it right now.
I couldn't scurry right now.
I was going to say, if you're a big guy, people don't scurry.
What's a scurry look like to you? Like,
you're kind of hunched over.
You're hunched and you're...
Like imagine, you're young and your parents are watching TV and you want to sneak out of the house. You got to scurry from the chair to the around the corner. You scurry. That's like a scurry, I would think.
Oh.
Or the rats from Ratatouille.
Yeah, at 6'8", I'm not sneaking out of a house.
That's true.
That's
right.
Not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Scurry, that's a good one. Guys, want to do describe the sound so you can
Let's do it. Jason has been working really hard on this new segment that I'm excited about.
No, come on. Because nobody likes the audio memes in this room except for me. So.
Audio memes! I like the intro to the audio.
Yeah, that's
intro?
Your favorite part. All right, so I'm going to do the sound now.
So we're still doing audio memes, but now you're doing the sound. Okay.
Okay.
Is this... You do like ASMR. You're trying to get into it.
This is my effort in getting
You're trying to... I see what's happening. You're trying to change this podcast.
Like, what if the sound was like, wow. What is that? There you go. Do that one.
But
then.
Do it again.
No, I can only do it once.
Wow. It honestly sounds like my stomach when I'm hungry, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Guttural and whoa.
Sounds like a noise from the Golden Child. Remember that movie with
Eddie
Murphy?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I want the knife. Please. You guys know that reference at all?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
If anyone out there does, you're awesome.
Email.
Email us at comedyzonepod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay, so what would be your answer to that noise?
I don't know, actually. I just came up with it in this moment.
All right, now I'll do a noise. I'll do a noise.
Okay. I just want to see your face doing that. Okay, all right. That is that kind of sounds like when the gremlins first come off of off of Gizmo.
Yeah. That's
a little bit of that.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little scary. You like that's a creature from Resident Evil that's made it into the room.
Yeah. I was imagining like a small critter scurrying when I made that noise.
You did that.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? Boy-ka-boom.
This is so stupid.
It is
I'm
tough.
So glad you did this game because it's going over much better than the other version.
Yeah.
One more time. Did you spell it out?
Yeah.
On your computer.
Right there.
Boy-ka-boom.
Boy-ka-boom. That is how not improvised I am at anything. I wrote boink gaboo.
All right, one more time.
No, you heard it twice.
I've only been hearing my own laughter.
And then I wrote a fat belly released from a belt.
One more time.
Boink gaboo.
It sounds like a real drunk Yogi Bear saying like boo boo or whatever.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. I wrote Winnie the Pooh non sexual. Oh my God.
So then not Winnie the Pooh.
So then not Winnie. Winnie the Pooh. Oh. All right. That's all I got.
I was trying to
guys.
Do Winnie the Pooh. Can you do a Winnie the Pooh impression? Oh, honey. It's greedy, honey. Honey for a day. Give me honey.
I think that's
it's not bad. Honey. No, that's not it. Honey. Oh, Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin.
Wow.
It's kind of there.
Yeah, you're close.
You try.
No. I've never really did much with
the movie Christopher Robin with Ewan McGregor is real good.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Okay. Nice.
You don't like Winnie the Pooh?
It's not that I don't like Winnie the Pooh. I just didn't really watch it much.
What is your favorite animal cartoon?
I mean, Tom and Jerry was totally my jam.
Which one?
What do you mean, of Tom or Jerry?
Yeah.
I think Tom, for sure. Jerry was a little cocky for my taste.
Jerry was the mouse.
Mouse, yeah. Tom was again. He was kind of great. He always got messed with for the dog, and then Jerry was always beating him up. He was kind of the Wile E. Coyote sort of, you know, of the Tom and Jerry, which I always I wanted him to eat the mouse at some
sure,
point.
Sure, insightful take.
Yeah. Well, he was always, you know, using stuff to catch the mouse.
I think the whole show really was a metaphor for the Cold
is
War.
Is this NPR? Is this NPR now?
Boy kaboo!
That's something falling on Tom's head when he actually was supposed to catch the mouse and eat it.
Right.
Because
I would say Jerry scurried.
Yeah. I loved all of the symphony sounds of them running and stuff.
Looney Tunes, just epic.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. Love cartoons. Old cartoons.
Yeah, like the ones that are inappropriate now.
I don't watch cartoons anymore. I have to say that.
Yeah, I don't.
Legally.
I don't. You don't watch new cartoons or you don't watch old cartoons anymore either? Don't.
No, but I'd watch Tom and Jerry.
But what are you doing tonight?
All right.
You want to take off our socks or put on our socks and watch Tom and Jerry together?
This is part of my perfect day.
Our meaty feet.
This is you all just heard the beginnings of my perfect day. All right.
That's awesome.
Let's get out of here so people can write hate mail to us.
Oh.
Well, no one's going to hear this for a week, so I have a week to decide whether or not we.
And
put
you'll
this
be at
out.
The beach. You won't be opening your email.
I won't. All right. Well, it's great to see you, buddy. I'm glad
hey,
you're
you
here.
Too, sir.
Yeah, let's shake on it. Nope.
What?
Wow.
God.
What's wrong with that shake?
Shake a hand. Like
I shook your hand.
No.
Why? What? You don't shake with left hands.
Okay.
That was the grossest handshake I've ever felt.
Wow.
Ever. That was
you
not.
You should get out more.
That was not.
Do me just a little gap. Just leave it. Come here. Leave a little gap on this one. See how much more connected that is?
No, it's not. It's All right. Bye, everybody.
Did you just orgasm?
God, that was
thanks for tuning into the Comedy Zone podcast, everybody.
Okay. All right.
We'll see you when next time. This is a great outro.
Oh, you
all right, before you all go, I'd like
Kevin's not good at finishing. That's what we've just learned.
Bye. The Comedy Zone podcast is recorded in Uptown Charlotte at the Queen City Podcast Network.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.